basically that I feel like I don't keep my goals in front of me. I'll write my plan in the morning. Usually I'll follow it till evening, and then it's completely out of my head.
Okay. So what do you think you should do about that?
I'm sorry?
So what do you think you should do about that? If you have a plan and in the evenings, it's not in your head or not even like on your radar anymore, what's the solve for that?
Well, maybe I should post it to my refrigerator. I don't know.
You could start with that. I mean, that could be one of 100 things you try.
I just feel like my compelling reason for some strange reason isn't strong enough. Or
okay, then give me one you have now.
One compelling reason now?
What is your compelling reason right now? The one that you're saying it's not strong enough. This has to be why at 6 o'clock at night I'm not eating my plan.
They should be strong enough.
No! You should not eat what's not on your plan at 6 o'clock at night. You're not going to be sitting there going, it's 6 o'clock. Before we eat dinner, everyone, I need to review my compelling reason.
That's what I feel like I should be doing. Or at least I should have it in my head when
Put a sticky note on your fridge. What's your compelling reason? I've asked you 3 times and you've yet to give it to me.
My compelling reason is that I have a disabled daughter. She's 17. I will have to take care of her for the rest of my life.
Okay.
I need to be healthy for her.
Okay. Then that's not working. So
why shouldn't it work?
No, it shouldn't work. You know why? Because it's not working. At 6 o'clock at night, are you tired?
Mm-hmm.
You stressed?
Yeah. I usually just buffer. I mean, I do.
Yeah, why are you buffering? All right. So then why are you buffering?
I guess it's stress. I don't feel that that's a justified reason though.
But yeah, it is. You know why it's a justified reason? Because that's what you're doing. Like rather than be like, well, now my reasons for even eating off plan are not good enough. Like, I don't have a good enough or compelling reason. I don't have a good enough reason why I'm eating. I just, like, it's all a bunch of, like, confusion. I have no idea. That's a lot easier because then every night you get to eat.
Right.
So, let's just start with, if I told you, there's no fucking way you can buffer tonight or I'm going to come, where you live?
Seattle.
I'm coming to, that's a long trip. I better get started. I'm coming to Seattle. And if I see you eating off that plan, I swear to God, I'm going to throat punch you. I'm just a cringe or rogue. New training plan. It's called a throat punch. Comes out of nowhere.
I would love that.
You would after that the first time, and then it would get old after 3 days. And guess what? After the third day, you'd probably stop.
I just love it because I think it might work.
You can do that for yourself. You don't have to beat yourself up. But every single night, you can, the only reason why a throat punch works is because you sit there and you think about, I don't like that shit.
Right.
You don't need me to come there. None of you need me to come to your houses and do all that shit. So at night, if I said you can't buffer, what are you left with? What would you have to be doing and thinking during that time?
If you said I can't buffer.
Like, we're eating the plan, damn it.
I don't know.
I'll wait. I got 30 minutes for the next call. That leaves me 2 minutes.
I guess I could journal.
I'm not asking you what you should be doing. I'm asking you what would be left. So if I'm not buffering, then I am stuck with this. Because the only reason why we buffer is to avoid.
Huh? I'm stuck with my thoughts. I'm stuck with myself.
Yeah. You're stuck with you. And I want to know what is you without buffering. I think these things. I feel these things.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
do you sit and think, oh my God, an amazing person. I am slaying with my daughter.
No.
This is amazing. I'm just going to take a break. Like, I'm not going to buffer. So now I've got time to sit on my ass. That's so perfect. I've always wanted ass time. You think any of that?
No, I'm thinking how I'm not living up to my own expectations. I'm thinking about how I'm failing.
No wonder you're eating and not looking at that plan. Do you notice how, like, you absolutely knew, but you kept insisting you didn't? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to stop doing that. You do know your compelling reason. Your compelling reason is not ever going to sit. You're not going to, like, not eat at night, Carrie. And your compelling reason is like, I've got to be healthy for my daughter. And that is ever going to be more easy or more compelling than the thoughts of I'm failing her. I can't take care of her. All those things you just told me. That's the problem. It's not the food. Compelling reason, guys, only makes saying no to food easy when you have what's left when there's no food isn't a ton of bullshit. Because if you say like, all right, compelling reason, now you're going to make me eat on plan, but I have this left. It's going like, fuck the compelling reason. I'm going to eat. Not because the food is tasting so good. It's because I'm left with this.
So what do I do?
You work on, like, why do you think you're failing your daughter? How many models have you done of that? How many thought downloads have you done? Tell me.
None.
10, 20, right. None. You've ate through it.
Right.
That's how you've worked on failing your daughter, by eating. This is really honest, Carrie. And this is, every damn one of you need to pay attention to this. Kathy, I swear to God, this should be a call. Corinne rant. It's coming. Carrie, when you say none and you want to know, like, what is my compelling reason? You think I need a sticky note on my refrigerator? Is a sticky note in a better sentence dealing with why you think you're failing your daughter?
No.
No. Whenever we're buffering and we already have made our plans and we are having compelling reasons written down stuff and that's not working, that is your brain saying, honey, please talk to me. Quit eating over me. That is your brain's loving plea of like, you're doing the work on the food. Now work on me. Mm-hmm. So that you can execute what you're doing over here. So you're going to have to like do the, you need to do models and thought downloads on why you think you're failing your daughter. You like, until you reconcile that you're not, you start establishing the relationship there that you want to be having with her and you as her mother and stuff, will never, ever say no to food tonight. That's how you guys slip into white knuckle. Like, you might be able to a couple of nights do it and follow the plan. It will feel like white knuckling because you'll be trying to keep those thoughts at bay. You'll obsess about food so you don't have to listen to what's really going on.
Right. Yeah, I used to always say that diet didn't work for me because it just made me think more about food than I normally do. And it's, I think now that you put it that way, it's like, I just don't want to think about it.
Why not think about it? Why not think about all of it? You know what the worst thing that's going to happen is? You're going to judge yourself harshly. Mm-hmm. And that's already happening. You're just not listening. It's way in there going all the time and driving you to eat. Mm-hmm. Do you judge yourself for weight? Mm-hmm. That's where it plays out. Literally the worst you're going to feel is bad. when you think about it. But you get to decide how you want to think about it. So before you get to feel better, you need to see exactly what it is, the story you've created around all of this. Like, I have a disabled daughter. What are the facts of your situation?
The facts?
Yeah, just
My daughter's 17. She's not able to walk or talk. She's heavy. I have to lift her. I have a lot of chronic pain, not just because of that, but for other reasons. So it's hard for me to exercise.
You have a lot of thoughts already. This is going to be important to TDL. I want to tell you, the first homework assignment for you is to write out what the story you have and separate out true circumstances. I have a daughter. She's 17. She can't walk. She can't talk. We were really good there. Then she's really heavy. Her weight would be better. She weighs X amount of pounds. Do you know how much she weighs?
Yes, 117 pounds.
Okay. So like when you said it, I thought your daughter must weigh 250. I thought, oh, she's probably got, you know, like, I don't know, steroids or something. How old is she? 17, right? So think about it. Think about your model. She's really heavy is a thought. Because if I just said, hey, somebody's got a 17-year-old who's, like my mom was 17 and she weighed 117 pounds, would you be like, well, that's really heavy? Most of us would be like, fuck yeah, she better be appreciating her body. That's majority of us would be like, can I trade?
Well, she feels really heavy when I put her in the bathtub.
This is right, but I want you to just see how the way you're describing your situation. She's really heavy, so I have chronic pain. I promise you your model will be different if it what's your daughter's name?
Kate.
Kate weighs 117 pounds. Okay. And it's 17. That will give you one model. I'm going to tell you that really helps. And then as you go through, like, I'm in chronic pain. Say, like, I have pain on these days at these times.
Okay.
Like, I want you to really, and this is really key, and I feel for you here. This is when it's always hard for Corinne to coach, because whenever you, I think whenever you have a child, like our last caller had a mom with Alzheimer's and stuff, your life starts, the thoughts you have about your life can feel very true. And that becomes the problem.
Right.
The story that we create becomes very true. Like, she's heavy, have chronic pain, all these things. And then the next thing you know, you're into, and I'm failing her.
Right.
Are you failing her? Be honest. Like, don't tell me what, like, your broken ass brain is telling you right now. I want you to be like, if I was DHS and I walked in, would I be like, what are you doing? You're failing your daughter.
No, I'm not failing her.
Are you worried for her? That would be a much better thought and more true than I'm failing her. So when we talk about our model and laddering our thoughts, although it doesn't feel amazing to worry, it is a level up out of failing. If it's like, it's not that I'm failing my daughter, I am worried about my daughter. And that is normal. And here are my worries. I'm a big believer in getting it all out, because if you don't get it out, then you just stuff food in. Mm-hmm. I think just addressing the thoughts you have about her head on would be very helpful. You should get on another coaching call where we can actually coach on the real problem.
Okay.
And let me just use you as my little example. For all of you who always want to come on and you want to talk about, you're like, I'm not following my plan or something. If there's something legit going on, just say like, Hey, I notice I've not been following my plan, and I think it's because of this. And we start with the daughter and our thoughts about being a mother. And we get so much into it. So if I was you, I would do some of this stuff. Like I would do what I told you about, like get the circumstances down and then get your worries down and then get on one of the coaches' calls, the open hours.
Okay.
Bring that there and let them coach you through that piece of it about the story you want to start telling and how do you actually get to where you do that.
Okay.
Okay. For now, though, you can just put that sticky note on the refrigerator. And it will remind you what you're supposed to eat after you've done your journaling and TDLs.
I'll do that.
Okay. Good luck. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.